Good evening, Abosa. I want to speak about Kiddush, but not Kiddush on Friday night or Yontif, Kiddush for the Seder. I want to talk about numerous differences that exist between Kiddush Lel Seder as part of the Dalet Kosos, as opposed to the Kiddush that we are typically familiar with on a regular Friday night, on a regular Lel Yom Tov. So the one point, some ideas from Moadim Bahalach or Zevin. So one point that Zevin points out is the idea of being Mosif Milchol al HaKodesh. Typically, if you want to make an early Shabbos, especially during the late, after we change the clock, which is, I think, this week we change the clock, so it's going to, I think it's this Motzei Shabbos. So it's going to be late. Kiddush, you want to make an early Shabbos, you can make an early Shabbos. You want to make an early Yontif, you can be Mekabel Yontif early. However, when it comes to the first coast of Kiddush on the Lel Seder, you cannot make an early Kiddush, you can take in Pesach early, not to do Malacha, but you're not going to be able to start your Seder early, you're not going to be able to recite Kiddush before Laila. And the reason for that is that Kiddush on Lel Seder has a dual role. Not only is it Kiddush, but it's also one of the Dalet Kosos. And anything that relates to the Dalet Kosos, relates to the Seder, they're all hukash, they're all connected to the mitzvah matzah. All the mitzvahs of the Lel Seder are intermeshed in some way or another. And since the Torah says explicitly, Ba'erev tochlu matzos, the mitzvah d'oraisa of matzah is specifically Ba'erev, so all the other mitzvahs, even those that are d'rabbanan, are all connected and intermeshed with Haggadah, which is connected to matzah, it's all Balayla Hazeh. So therefore, the mitzvah of Kiddush also has to bedavka be Balayla. Rav Zevin quotes a very beautiful pshat from a sefer Meir Olam, Meir Michal Rabinowitz, that explains the idea of why you can't really be Mosif Michal HaKodesh specifically by Lel Seder. He says something interesting. He says, what's the lumdus on a typical Friday evening during the summer when you're Mekabel Shabbos early? Is it that, let's say Shabbos really starts at 8 o'clock and you're accepting it at 7 o'clock, does that mean that you turn 7 o'clock to be night already? It's now Friday night? Or is it, no, it's Friday afternoon, but you were mamshich, you pulled, picture a rubber band. Shabbos is like a rubber band, you just pulled it earlier, you pull the Tfis, the Kedusha Shabbos, a little bit earlier to extend into the Friday afternoon. What's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is, what if there's something that has a din of Laila? So for example, does Kiddush have to be on Friday night? Does Kiddush have to be Balayla? What's the greatest proof that Kiddush on Friday night does not have to be Balayla? What's the greatest proof? Besides that. Besides early Shabbos. What's the greatest proof that Kiddush on Friday night does not have to be Balayla? What? Besides early Shabbos. What's the greatest proof that Kiddush does not have to be Balayla? Exactly. If you miss Kiddush at night, you slept through Kiddush, you weren't feeling well, you make Kiddush with the bracha, Mekadesh HaShabbos, the next morning. In the morning, it's clearly not Balayla. The afternoon, that's what we could handle. That's clear. So there, clearly, Kiddush, Friday night, is not a din in Laila, rather it's a din in Shabbos. It can't be Laila. What's the other option? It's a din in Shabbos.
It's post-Laila.
It could be a din in...
Post-Laila.
That's very hard to... just had to work that out. It's going to be hard to say. And it doesn't fit into my brisket chakira, you know. So the reason why you can make Kiddush post, Shabbos morning, or for that matter, that's also Megala on Friday afternoon, because not in Lila, it's in Shabbos. And therefore, it must be that when you make an early Shabbos, what you're doing is you're stretching, you're pulling the Kedusha Shabbos earlier, so that therefore you made it 7 o'clock instead of 8 o'clock. 7 o'clock is now called Shabbos. However, when it comes to Seder night, we don't need Pesach to make Kiddush, we need, specifically, Laila. You need Laila, and therefore, if you want to make an early Pesach, if you want to make Kiddush early, yes, you might be able to make an early Pesach, you could take the Kiddush's Pesach and stretch it to be earlier, but you still didn't achieve Laila. And since Kiddush, the first kos of the Dalet Kosos on Lel Pesach, needs Laila, Laila is only in the Laila. That's not malleable. That's not something that you could pull and stretch to be earlier. That's the first idea I'd like to share with you. Second idea, two more nafkamina is between the Kiddush on Lel Seder night and Kiddush on other nights, on regular Friday nights. how much do you have to drink? On a regular Friday night, when you make Kiddush at home, how much wine do you have to consume from your kos? Your kos, of course, will be a revius. That's going to be, your kos will be, that's one of the opinions, right? Your kos will be a revius, whether it's 3.3, 4.4, 5.1, pick your chumrah, or your kula. That's going to be the size of your kos, both Shabbos and at the Seder, same revius. But how much of that revius must you consume gastronomically? What, how much do you actually have to down? So when it comes to Friday night Kiddush, you have to drink a rov revius. A logma of rov revius, which is, let's assume, let's take the smaller shear for a revius, which is 3.3 ounces. So once you hit 1.7 ounces of wine, it's not a lot. 1.7 ounces, you drank the requisite shear for a regular Shabbos Kiddush. However, when it comes to the Seder, there's machlokas rishonim, how much you have to drink. Sorry? The Mekadesh. If the Mekadesh doesn't, I think somebody else can, but I'm not, I don't have it on the tip of my tongue, sorry. When it comes to Seder night, there's machlokas rishonim. The Ramban indeed holds that you have to drink kol hakos. The Ramban says you have to drink both, the entire cup. The Ran, others say no, it's also the same as every other Friday night, it's enough to have rov revius. How do we paskin? If you open up a Shulchan Aruch, you will find both opinions. The Shulchan Aruch says two opinions, whether you have to drink kol hakos or you have to drink rov hakos. The Achronim say the taka, one should drink either kol hakos or rov revius. The Achronim do say that one should drink kol hakos, the entire cup, on the Seder night. So that's another difference between a regular kos kiddush, where it's sufficient to have rov revius, 1.7 ounces, even if it's a large cup, as opposed to Seder night, where you should aim for drinking the entire cup, which means that if you have a big cup, don't have a big cup. Make sure before you, now you have 3 weeks to find a cup that's just a shear of a whatever shear for a revius you want to use. And this way you don't have to worry about if you get a big, Eliyahu Navi cup that you use for all four kosis, and you have to drink kol hakos for all four of those, you're going to end up, being rolled to bed afterwards. So if you get yourself a kos, that's a reasonable, because a revius, just about a revius, so even if you will drink rov, I'm sorry, even if you will drink the entire kos, it will still not be a problem. Kiddush on a regular Friday night and Kiddush on a Lil Seder. We pointed out, Barichos, that on Seder night you can't make Kiddush early, as opposed to regular Friday night you can make an early Shabbos. We explained why. We also explained that on a regular Friday night you just have to drink Rov Revius, which is give or take 1.7 ounces or a little bit more than that. We're asked by the Seder night, Kiddush and the rest of the four kosos L'chatchila, Machlokas is Rishonim, them, but one should try to drink kol hakos, and that's what we spoke of last night. Let's talk about some other differences between Kiddush on the Seder night and Kiddush every Friday night. On Friday night, if a person wants to, they could be yotzei l'shomea ka'ona. You could just listen to the Mekadesh, say Kiddush, and you, by virtue of your listening, even theoretically without Amen, the Gemara Paskins, we're from, we say Amen also, it's good to say Amen. But even if we wouldn't say Amen, Shemek Ona would say that we would be Yotzei, the mitzvah of Kiddush. However, on Seder night, that is not sufficient, because the mitzvah of Kiddush on Seder night is not just the din in the Kiddush, it's not just the din in the bracha, it's the din in the shtiyah, in the drinking itself. And therefore, even though on Friday night the mitzvah is really the Kiddush and the drinking is not a part and parcel of the mitzvah, as a Masha'en Ken on Seder night, the mitzvah is the shtiyah itself. With that in mind, we know the Gemara in Pesachim talks about different situations where a person might be yotzei one aspect of Kiddush, but not be yotzei cheirus. With that in mind, what about the following? Let's say on a regular Friday night, I don't like wine so much, or let me not say that, I said that wrong. You'll see why in a moment. Let's say on a regular Friday night, I don't want to go to the basement to get the wine. I have grape juice. So, grape juice is certainly a bari priya gafen, and certainly there's what to rely on to be Mekadesh on grape juice. On Lel Seder, on the other hand, there's an added component. It's not just the component of Boi Priya Gafen, nor is it merely a component of Shtiya, but there's an added level, like the Gemara in Pesachim tells us, of Cheirus. And Cheirus is only achieved if there is some alcoholic content to my shtia, to what I'm drinking, and therefore, even if somebody might typically drink grape juice on a regular Friday night, on Pesach night, they should aim to have the added component of chayrus. So much so, the Gemara says that one of the Amoram, I don't remember which Amora, would be so makbid to ensure that they'd be able to drink wine at the Seder, they'd go with a headache until Shavuos, until Atzeres, with a headache. I think Rav Schechter points out that if you know anything about manufacturing of wine, that's because in ancient times there was no such thing as grape juice. So it was either wine or nothing. Let me explain. What's grape juice? It's, you squeeze grapes. What do you have? Grape juice. After you let it ferment, it turns into wine. When is the season to pick grapes? Tishrei. That was 6 months ago. How in the world are you going to have unfermented grape juice? Before they had preservatives, before they had whatever else they do, I don't know what they use now, to halt the process of fermentation and to keep grape juice that was squeezed around Sukkot time, Rosh Hashanah time, and to hold it as grape juice, they didn't have the means to do that. So there's no such thing as grape juice on Pesach. So Schechter suggests that the only reason why he, which again, that Amora, went along with a headache for those 7 weeks to be makpid on wine, there was no alternative of grape juice, but it could be, he suggests, that nowadays where the grape juice, there is a concept called grape juice, there does exist something called grape juice, then perhaps one might not have to take it so far, especially since chayrus is not so much chayrus if you get a headache from it. So that's something to think about. What's that? Dilution has its own set of halachas, so that's, you know, not for now. Another area where we see that Kiddush on Friday, on Seder night, is different and more chumer than Kiddush on a regular night, is that there's a unique halacha by Dalet Koso that Chayev Limkor Ksuso, Chayev Lachzor HaPsachim. That's a mitzvah, that's a halacha that we don't find by many mitzvahs, even by Daraisas. There are even mitzvahs Daraisa that if a person can't fulfill, then what do? You don't. You're an honest. If a person's an honest, if you can't afford a talis, you can't afford a lulav, you can't afford an esrog, you can't afford tefillin, so if you can't borrow, then you don't fulfill the mitzvah, you're an honest. Let me say that in different words. Sometimes you're pater if it's more than a chomesh, but the tchiv of lakso apsach we don't find by other mitzvahs. Where else do we find it? Neros Chanukah. So what's the common denominator between Neros Chanukah and Dalet Kosos? You could have said something else also. What unique halacha applies to Ner Chanukah and Dalet Kosos? Maybe something else, but... Not Mahajman HaRanjan. What? Who's Chayev in Neros Chanukah? Are women chayavas in Eros Chanukah? This is a Shesman Grama. Afin Hoyubosanes. Where else do we apply Afin Hoyubosanes? Also by Dalet Kosos. Where else do we apply Afin Hoyubosanes? Purim. What's the common denominator between all those three Yomim Tovim? Persumanisa. The din of Afin Hoyubosanes is only applied to Persumanisa. The din of Tzarech Lachzor Al HaPsachim was only applied by Persumanisa, I believe. So therefore, there's that common thread that ties Chanukah, Purim, and Pesach together, that they're all a din, they're all mitzvah, persumanisa, therefore they all have a din of Afin Hayubosu Anes, and therefore they all have a bracha. Shasanim Slav Sebayim Hayubas Manazel, we have Chanukah, we have Purim, and on Lel Seder, I think they quote from Soloveitchik, that he held that the bracha of Asher Ga'alanu, I don't remember the whole text of the bracha, but it also has a mashmaz of that same content of the bracha of Shasanisim Slav Sebayim Hayubas Manazel, and therefore, Dalet Kosos also have this additional chumrah of Chayev Limkor Ksuso and Chayev Lachzor HaPsachim. You have to even beg money for tzedakah if that's the only way that you could secure for yourself Dalet Kosos. Obviously, the Gemara points out that there are obligations not just on the ani, it's also on us as a community to ensure that every Jew has money to drink Dalet Kosos. That's why the Gabay HaTamchui, the Gabay HaTzedakah, have a responsibility to make sure that the money that's distributed is not just enough food to eat, but also enough to buy Dalet Kosos. We'll finish with one more point. Although it might be ideal all year long to have red wine, because the Gemara cites the pasuk Al Tera Yayin Kiyis Adam, that the color of wine should be Adam, should be red, to fulfill that pasuk. But there's an added component on Lel Seder that the wine should be red. For what reason? Dam Zechel Adam, because of Paro. Paro was killed us. And it's fascinating to note that the Taz on the Shulchan Aruch says that that halacha doesn't apply anymore. No longer. We don't have to follow the din of the Gemara that you should have red wine at the Seder. Why not? Historical reason, the Taz says. Because of blood libels. Because of blood libels. Blood libels because the Goyim in the Taz's time, the Taz lived in the time of the Chmelnytsky rebellion, right around then, I think, or shortly thereafter. So there are blood libels. If we use red wine, they're going to think it's blood. And therefore the Taz says, because of concern for blood libels, you don't have to be makpid on red wine at that time. And the Rav Zevin, who put these a lot of these afkamim together, points out, do you know when the first blood libel that he found recorded was? Where and when? Said the year 1144, where? In the English town of Norwich, in England. That was the first blood libel for Pesach that the Christians killed Jews for using Christian blood for our Seder in England. And a few years later, 2.5 decades later, it made its way across the English Channel, and also in the late 1100s in Paris, the same thing happened. I'm sorry, in a city in France. I don't know if it was Paris. Somewhere in France, they followed suit of their English friends. We should be zocha to simcha and health. We mentioned the number of differences between Kiddush every Friday night and Kiddush of Leil HaSeder, in terms of being makpid, additional reasons to be makpid on the color red, and a whole bunch of reasons. I want to add another reason. The Yerushalmi, in three different places, asks the following question. The Yerushalmi asks, could you use Shemitah wine, wine with made out of grapes with, that were grown with the Kedusha Shviyas, could you use those for Dalet Kosos? Now, a lot of people have the mistaken notion that you're not allowed to eat or drink Shemitah food, and that's not only incorrect, it's inversely correct. It's a mitzvah to eat Shemitah food. Pasuk says la'achla. That mass sounds like you should eat it. So why should Yerushalmi in three different places assume that maybe Shemitah wine won't work for Dalet Kosos? The Gemara's conclusion, the Yerushalmi's conclusion in all three places, is that it does indeed work for Dalet Kosos. But why was the Yerushalmi asking the question in the first place that maybe it should or shouldn't work? So a number of answers have been given. Or Zevin cites three possibilities. What the Havamina is why Shemitah wine shouldn't work. Number one is that we know that during Shemitah all the peros are hefker. And perhaps the Yerushalmi was wondering, maybe we know that numerous mitzvos have a din of lachem. Most notably, Esluv and Esrog, but matzah also. Matzah might have to be lachem. If matzah might have to be lachem, perhaps also the yayin, which is, you know, all intermeshed with the matzah, might also have to be lachem. And if it's hefker, if all the Shemitah fruits and wine of Shemitah is hefker, then you don't have lachem. So maybe that was the Yerushalmi's question, that possibly why Shemitah wine wouldn't work. Another suggestion, a very cute suggestion that was offered, is based on what we said just a minute ago. Eating Shemitah food is itself a mitzvah. And if you're going to do a mitzvah of eating Shemitah food, and with it do the mitzvah of Dalet Kosos, what are you doing? What? Right. Enos emissos chavilos chavilos. Which is very cute, because you think it's Shemitah wine v'dafki is the first mitzvah. But if you say enos emissos chavilos chavilos, that might be a reason to at least the Havamina in the Yerushalmi to not do both mitzvahs of eating Shemitah food as well as making Kiddush on it, but of course it is permitted. And finally, again, based on the same word, that Shemitah food and wine is le'achla. The Gemara dashes in many, many different drushes for the word le'achla. Le'achla velo l'schor, you're not allowed to sell it. Le'achla velo, not for this, not for that. One of the things you can't do with Shemitah wine is pour it on the Mizbeach. It has to be drunk, and it can't be poured on the Mizbeach as Nesachim. If that's the case, if it's Pasul HaMizbeach, maybe we know numerous other things that Rambam says, that the wine that you're supposed to use for the Dalet Kosos should be Royal HaMizbeach, so therefore that might be a reason why Shemitah wine, at least in the Havamina, might not have been accepted. But in the end, Halach HaMaisa, Shemitah wine is kosher for Dalet Kosos. One final difference that we find between the Dalet Kosos Kiddush and Kiddush all year long is in our minds. And that is that it is indicated in numerous places that we hold a mitzvah tzrichos kavana. That means, again, as we pointed out numerous times here, when you do a mitzvah, you have to have kavana that you're doing a mitzvah. So when you're doing the mitzvah, when you're doing Kiddush on Friday night, well, maybe at least by the Rabbanans, you have to have kavana. So Friday night, you only have to have kavana to be yotzei the mitzvah of Kiddush. But Lel Seder, you have to actually have kavana. I'm hereby about to fulfill two mitzvahs. I'm fulfilling the mitzvah of Kiddush, which I would have to do any Friday and Yom Tov night. In addition to that, one should have kavana that they are also fulfilling the first of the four mitzvahs of Dalet Kosos, the mitzvah Rabbanan of Dalet Kosos. Ve'ez Hashem, tomorrow, we'll move at one last point. This year, Rabosai, Pesach falls out Motzei Shabbos. The first Seder is Motzei Shabbos. So what's the order of the Kiddush going to be? Yak Nehaz. Oh, it's Friday night? Great. So for another year, we'll talk about it.